Welcome, everybody. Shear number 1327. In the writing, it's shear number 479. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're trying to finish up. We had a wonderful question that was asked in reference to various different foods, making a bracha, having in mind. So we're trying to go through a quick review, as to what we've learned over the last, probably year or two. And it's important to do that because in fact, these are things which come up all the time. And it's so many details, you know, we could only remember so much. So every so often, it's a opportune time to do a review comes up, and we try and go through it as well as we could, Bezras Hashem, without going into great detail, but a general review. Okay, so one more quick way I want to talk about in reference to where one would not have to make another bracha. Again, the original question was asked: I'm eating one item, and when do I have to make a bracha on another item with the same bracha? Right? Let's say I'm eating cookies, you have to make the bracha on the cake. I'm eating pasta, and you have to make the bracha on the cookies. How does that work? I had it in mind. I didn't have it in mind. I'm not sure. It could be. So we've been going through these various different, different angles of it and looking at it. So another way is if somebody's a guest, right? If somebody's a guest at somebody else's house, and they did not wash for bread. So if you wash for bread, so in general, you don't make extra brachas besides what we spoke about, a while back in reference to chocolates and desserts and these type of things, right? Then you do make a new bracha. Then you do make a bracha, but the, if somebody washed for bread, but if one did not wash for bread, so then as we know, you have to make a bracha on each separate thing. But when one is a guest, right? So now they did not wash for bread. I'm a guest at my friend's house. I'm going to be eating a dinner over there, whatever the case is, right? So now, I make, for example, let's say I make a mizonos taka on pasta, right? I'll make the mizonos on something without any specific intent, and I'm eating the pasta first. That's what I'm served. Right? Very good. So I make the, but in general, we say that bracha covers all the mizonos that you will be served. Like the same thing with shehakol, right? It's automatically it covers the other items with the same bracha. So the same thing would apply to other brachas. So let's say I go to my friend's house and I'm a guest and they serve me an apple and I make a eitz on the apple. And then afterwards they serve me some cashews or, almonds or possibly an orange. So I don't know what they'll serve me. They might serve me this. They might serve me that. I'm a guest at my friend's house, but I make the ha'etz. So it's automatic when a person is a guest at somebody else's house. In general, the Shulchan Aruch tells us it's automatically it covers everything else with that same bracha. Obviously, the ha'etz covers the ha'etz, and the hadamas will cover hadama, and the hadam will cover all the other hadamas, and mizonis mizam. Right? Obviously, each bracha will cover the separate foods. But the point is over here that I did not have in mind. When I made the original mizonos, I didn't have in mind the other items. When I made the original ha'etz, I did not have in mind the other items. So what do I do now? I'm served something else with the same bracha. So they brought me out an orange when I made a bracha on an apple, and I had no idea I was even being served an orange afterwards. So what do I do now? Do I need another bracha? Do I not? So the answer is no. If you're a guest at somebody else's house, it automatically covers anything else with the same bracha. Now, so that's the general concept. Again, then I just give another example. They bring me an apple, then afterwards they'll give me a plum, right? The same thing. Okay, so this we have to keep in mind also, there's another part of this halacha that this since the point is over here that I don't know what I'll be getting, right? I'm a guest. So if a person is in a situation in general that whereby they're sort of not really a guest, but they're being served and they have no idea what they'll be served. Like, for example, you have a husband and wife. Many times the husband comes home from work and he's served dinner by his wife and he has flat out no idea what he's going to be served. So he'll make a shahakal, let's say on something, right? Whatever the case is, let's say on a certain soup that would be a shahakal. I'm just giving an example. So that shahakal would cover taco, whatever his wife decides to serve him. You know, the same thing would be by hadam. He makes a hadam on the potatoes, right? So that hadam will cover the other hadamas, the other brachas of hadam, that he'll be served by his wife, and so on. The same thing. So if a person's in a situation whereby they're not just a guest, but the situation that they're being served, let's say by the wife, like we said, with a dinner and so on, and have no idea what will be served. So that bracha would cover the other items that they served afterwards, even though they did not have it in mind because they didn't know they were being served those items. Thank you for listening. Atzalach and bracha kol tov.